apps available. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We're coming at you live every weekday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 Central Standard Time Zone. And you have with you on this partly sunny day here in Minnesota, it's about 50 degrees, Wednesday, November 2nd, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, just so we can make ourselves real clear from the get-go here, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-choicers wish to silence. Isn't it interesting they call themselves the pro-choicers, not the pro-murderers, not pro-abortion? No, we wouldn't want to call them that, would we, folks? Then we might have to actually mean what we say and do something about the problem with what we tolerate in this country. We are the voice the pro-choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. And let me tell you something, folks, they are out there. We are them Americans, and we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, just a real quick heads up. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio, so let's go for it. Over the last 3 weeks, we have been doing an exposition on the documentary called My War. And if you'd like to see that excerpt, or if you'd like to see an excerpt of that video or that documentary, please go to mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click onto it. It's about 5 minutes long, and it is absolutely awesome. Folks, don't ever lose hope, because these kids in public schools are not stupid. They're not dummy down. They know what the deal is. They know that they're being lied to, and they're trying to figure out why everybody loves them, but yet they're thrown into a school system where they know that they're being indoctrinated. But again, if you want to see some hope, go ahead and check it out. And the spirit is very elevating. and it's an awesome, encouraging video. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. During the exposition, we've been talking about what Victor Hugo has been kicking out, his statement, his one-liner. He said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed." He said, "The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness." And what I'd like to kick off onto again today, and this is the duration of this whole assembly, is the heart of America, the price paid. Now, at the beginning of the assembly, in this documentary and this exposition, I said and expressed to you what the oath was that our young boys and young women take before they actually serve our country. And here's the oath that they take before serving your country. And by the way, the politicians that take the oath, it's very similar. So just notice that the boys that serve our country, this is the oath. "I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies." Listen carefully, folks. "Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic." Both foreign and domestic. That means abroad, and that means in your backyard. "And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I am about to enter into. So help me God." Now, why would they want to defend that Constitution? What's in that Constitution? Well, it's the embodiments, the preamble of all of our laws that we have. They fight to magnify the laws of the land. When you go to Arlington Cemetery, you can see why they fight. They fight to give us the freedom that we have today. Now, what you might not know is during the Revolutionary War, the signers of our Constitution, did you know that five signers were actually captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died? They were also called terrorists when they stood up to King George. Listen carefully. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. John's fields were laid to waste. And for more than a year, he lived in forests and caves. Listen carefully, folks. Listen to the price paid for the liberties that we have. John lived in fields and forests. Isn't that crazy? And in caves, returning home only to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Norris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Boy, what a price to pay for what we have today. You know what's missing from the eyes of the American people that they would tolerate such an administration as to the one that we have right now? They don't understand the price that's been paid. They don't see the bloodshed. They don't see the loss. They don't see the loss of limb. They don't see the loss of buddies. They don't understand what's going on overseas to magnify the Constitution, if that indeed be what it is. Did you know that in World War I, folks, 116,516 Americans bled the battlefields red to ratify the Constitution of the United States? In World War II, 405,399 men bled the battlefields red with their blood to ratify the Constitution of the United States. In Korea, 36,547 men died to ratify the Constitution of the United States to give you the freedom and the liberties that you have right now. I'm going to continue on of this exposition as we go on, because it's the price that has been paid for the freedoms that we have is what you need to say, because that's the very essence of the gospel of the Constitution of the United States. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please weigh in. If you are a veteran, I want to tell you guys, first and foremost, God bless you, sir or ma'am. It's because of you folks that we're here today. And we want to tell you that. We want to high-five you. We do what we do because it's people like you that have laid your all down on the line for us to give us what we have today. And I think it's pretty shameful for the American people to sit back, to be quite honest with you, ma'am or sir, to see the price that you have paid. And you come home to see that everybody in America is fighting to get it their way, when in fact you did your part by upholding and defending the Constitution of the United States. But in America, everybody's fighting to get their own way. They act like there's two different constitutions or something, don't they, folks? But I just want to say thank you very much for what you do. You are the reason we are here. We thank God for you in the natural, and we thank Jesus Christ for what God did when he sent his son to die on Calvary for us as well. But let me get back to this exposition. I've been talking about what the veterans actually swear, the oath that they take before they serve the American people. And this is what they say: my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. I will defend it. I will magnify its laws. I will uphold its ordinances and its statutes. I will enforce the laws of the land against all manner of crime, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We were just talking yesterday in the ministry, and I was just saying to myself, you know, guys, you know what we need to do? We need to take these politicians that take lightly what our boys do and our young ladies do when they serve in our military. We need to have them go to Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial throughout the United States and swear their oath there, show them the price paid before they go, and do their best to show disdain or disrespect for what they bled and died for. That's where we need to bring these people and show them. And the American people need to make sure that they hold their feet to the fire in the sense of understanding the price that was paid for them to be entrusted to be in the office. So, again, here's the oath. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Domestic meaning here at home. Now, folks, I want to say this as nonchalantly as I can, but as pointedly as I can as well. When you go to Arlington Cemetery, or you pay attention to what our veterans have done for us, because boys and women, are coming home in boxes every day into this country. Fathers and mothers across this land have sacrificed their children again to magnify the Constitution of the United States. Why is it that you, America, are allowing this administration to eradicate, to break up, to work against the Constitution that these boys and these girls are dying to uphold? Why are you, America, excusing and throwing off the crime and the corruption with this administration by just saying, nobody can do anything about it? Oh, yeah, you can do something about it. Let me tell you what. You can say, no, you're not doing that again. And every time you just say, oh, just go ahead and do what you want to do, by just brushing it off like someone else will take care of the problem, you are in agreement with that politician that disrespects the price paid for our Constitution. Don't ever forget that. I'm being your friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Don't allow the corruption that's taking place in this country, folks. They think they got one over on you. They think they're in control. They think God has forgotten. They think they're on the throne of God. They think they are God. As a matter of fact, folks, they have the attitude of a demigod, don't they? Like when Eric Holder is going after Border Patrol agents that are protecting our borders, and he's actually throwing them in jail for defending the American cause. Or in Arizona, or in South Carolina, immigration laws. Is there not something wrong when your Justice Department is working against the people that are magnifying the Constitution? Isn't there something wrong with the American people when they let Eric Holder do what he does and a president, whoever's president he is, Obama, to do the things that he does? Do you think that's normal? Do you think that's American to allow him to do the things that he does? We sat there and talked to Paul Bebue, an Arizona sheriff, that is sitting there guarding, laying down his life every day of the week to guard our borders. And you have the Attorney General's office coming over there and laying lawsuits on our boys and our police and our military and our governors of Arizona and anybody that stands up for our cause. Is that American on your behalf to let them do what they do, America? No, that's anti-American. And when you sit back and let them do what they do, you're in agreement with their crimes towards this country. And what I'm saying to you right now is the veterans didn't die to do that. They died to magnify the Constitution and to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And they say, before serving us, I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter in, so help me God. What is it, Jake? Are they supposed to die and bleed and fight, but we're supposed to just sit back and laugh off and play politics and act like what they say is true?
Yep, living off of the spoils of that blood, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're taking advantage of somebody who's lost their life, who served and gave it all, and they're cashing in on that. It's no different than the entitlement mentality. Oh, you go do the work, and I'll live off what you work for. But in this case, we're not even talking work, folks.
No.
We're not talking about the sick welfare state. We're talking about blood money, blood power, and blood liberties.
Let me get to another point. I was just talking about right before the break the price that was paid. Did you know that in Korea, 36,574 men and women died to magnify the Constitution? What about Vietnam? Folks, when you go to Washington, D.C., you go to the wall, the Vietnam Wall, you know it's about 30 yards to the left of it? They actually have fences around the trees, saying that if you touch these trees, you will be violated. You're violating the trees. If you violate those trees, you're warned from the government not to touch the trees. But don't worry about it. It's okay when your boys come back dead and your daughters come back dead. Don't you say to yourself, something's amiss? America, hello? Every American should be doing this, because if every American was doing what we're doing on the radio right now, we wouldn't be dealing with this administration. For some reason, you think he can't be impeached. Mm-hmm. He can be impeached. Republics have been destroyed because of the lack of impeachment. And what are we doing? We're saying, oh, he's got one more year. No, he does not have one more year to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image. Where are you from? Are you in agreement with Stalin? I mean, that's baloney. But think about this. In Vietnam, 58,209 men and women died to give us what we have. They believed that they were doing the right thing, and they swore to uphold the Constitution. And they did.
That's right, with their blood.
Folks, let me tell you something. Those from Vietnam, they didn't fail you. Your government failed you. And I want to ask the American people that were around these burnt hippies back in the time of free love and in the 70s, when our boys were coming back home, why did you sit around and let these leftist commies, why did you let them protest against our boys and girls coming home for doing their job to give the protesters the liberty that they have? Why did you let them do that? Shame on that mentality, and shame on you if you allowed that to happen to the veterans. I'd have a serious problem, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't stand down watching them pull that garbage, that baloney, that anti-American communistic garbage. No, if they're at the airport protesting our veterans, what we should do is throw them right on the airplanes that they just got home on and send them to Vietnam and see what they think. And see how bad they really have it in America. It's not their fault. God bless you, Vietnam veterans. Iraq, 3,637 Americans have died to ratify the Constitution. What about POWs and MIAs? World War I, 3,350 men and women were never found. What about Korea? 8,172 were prisoners of war, missing in action. Oh, well, they didn't come home, America. Yep. What about Persian Gulf? 41, never came home, missing in action, killed in action, POWs. World War II, 78,777 men and women never came home. Prisoners of war, missing in action. Vietnam, 2,260 men and women just disappeared. But America, for those sit back and tolerate this and allow this garbage to go on in your government right now, oh, well. Oh, well. No Sorry. Big deal. No, that's why they do what they do, is because you say, oh, well. We need to lawfully hold these people accountable for what they do and the desecration of the memories of the veterans who swore to uphold the Constitution that they swore to uphold.
That's right. And to the furthest extent, we're talking blood again, folks. This isn't just, oh, he told a lie, big deal. He is using the blood that men are willing to lay down and give. There is no greater crime than to betray blood. First of all, there's the crime, which is unacceptable, but then on top of that, you lay it on top of blood? And you say, because he died, I can commit this crime? That is what they're saying. It's the furthest insult to liberties to the blood that have ensured the liberties of all of our institutions in this nation.
Good point. You know, the thing is, they're not free to do that, and I'm not going to honor what they're disrespecting.
That's right.
And I'm not going to honor a politician that is disrespecting the blood that gave him the power to be in that office in the first place. Oh, no. Oh, no. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to take these calls when we come back. You got the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Talking about the boys and girls who paid the ultimate price. We need to stand up and fight because of what they did. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I think it's important for people to understand that either you're going to live for the blood or the blood's going to condemn you. That's just how it goes. You're either going to live for the sacrifice or that sacrifice is going to go to waste,
right,
and you're going to be condemned and judged.
That's right.
You know, I just went to my Facebook really quick. Folks, if you'd like to go to Facebook, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, BradleeDean, and hook up. And one of the individuals, one of my friends actually said, you know, we let the government do stupid things and that's our punishment. That's exactly right. Don't complain about what you tolerate.
What a perfect system.
Folks,
huh?
I put this mirror in front of my face every day of my life. Don't complain about what you tolerate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain. I'm going to deal with what the situation is so I don't have to tolerate it.
Yeah.
So it's not a thorn in my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
I tweeted this other day. I said, America will not always get what she wants. You won't always get what you want, but you will always get what you tolerate. Because when you're at the point of tolerating, that thing is on the threshold, whatever it may be, already pushing to see if the door will open. And if you tolerate the door opening, it's going to open. So it's easy to say, well, I want different things. I don't want unsustainable wars. I don't, you know, I want for taxes to go down. I want.
You're right, but you're sounding like the left.
That's what they want.
That's exactly right. No, I mean, you just sound like a tinkering bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just keep hitting the bell.
The want.
Yeah.
But what you allow is what you will guarantee get.
That's right. But what you're willing to fight for shows heart, not what you're willing to complain about.
That's right.
Because what you're willing to fight for shows that you love enough to actually bring forth your works with faith.
Yeah, and the fact is you're fighting because you are under attack. You're not going out to attack. You're under attack. And therefore, at that particular point, you stop allowing, and therefore you will get what you deserve, and that's peace, because you're willing to fight for it.
I think you said something real key here. America, you are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be under attack.
Yeah.
You are under attack. And the violations and the attack is happening right in front of your face on a daily basis.
Yep.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what Alinsky said, is that as conservatives, they're way too nice.
Yep.
They're way too understanding.
Passive.
They're way too passive. They don't know how to do battle. because they think that those radicals that are on their doorstep demanding rights are just like them. They're civil. Yeah. They're willing to negotiate. No, they're not.
That's right.
They're in a war. Yeah. Whether or not you think you are, it doesn't matter. It's already on you.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. I've been saying this since day one on the whole gay agenda. You know what? You got to understand you're dealing with lawless people.
That's right.
They don't understand. No.
That's right.
They're reprobates.
That's not what like you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They don't think like you and me do. And when you say black, they say white. When you say white, they say black. When you say good, they say evil. When you say evil, they say good.
That's right.
That's how they see things. And it's interesting now they're trying to overthrow DOMA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barney Frank, the criminal Barney Frank. And aside of that, too, now look what's happening since they've overthrown DADT. Which is unconstitutional and illegal, ask General Pace. And in saying that, now look what they're doing, folks. The military, now the homosexuals got their way, they think.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to go overthrow DOMA.
Yep.
I didn't know that was their job, is to overthrow the Constitution that they swore to uphold.
Yeah.
But again, here showing you the backwardness mm-hmm. of what's going on out there, how backwards in thought they are. They get into the military, they swear to defend the Constitution,
yep.
they get in the military, and then they begin to eradicate and to chip away at the Constitution that they swore to uphold.
You know how?
Do they not pay attention to the price that was paid for them to be there in the first place? There's no honor in that.
Yep.
That disrespects everything that we are, America.
It's kind of like a virus. I'm going to use the AIDS virus, and I'm not trying to be clever in my analogy here. But the AIDS virus, once it gets into your body, it works against your immune system. It does not stop until every bit of your immune system is done. You don't die from AIDS. You die from the sickness you contract because you have no more defense against your system. Now, these people, some people say, well, just give them what they want. Let them get married.
Yeah.
That's not what they want.
That's not what it's about.
Because after they get that, they want more.
That's
and
right.
they want more, just like the disease who will take over your entire... It's not just going to take enough for you to get a cold.
Because that's not what it's about. That's not the face of those that are behind this whole agenda.
That's right.
If that's the case, then why in New York are they talking about bestiality being indoctrinated into kids in public schools?
No, Because,
folks, there's no limits.
That's right.
You're not dealing with a mindset like me and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, folks, and we've been kind of hitting on this a little bit, and we'll take a phone call here. What would you think of me if I said, let's go desecrate some of the veterans' graves? America, I'm asking you a question. What would you think of me if I said, let's go desecrate some of the veterans' graves? And I said to you, who cares for what price they had to pay for our freedom? So what? Just party it away.
Thanks,
who cares?
Guys.
Don't fight for it. Nah. That was someone else's kid anyways.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was your brother. That was your sister.
Sure.
What would you think of me if I said that? Hopefully you're saying to yourself right now, I would rip your head off. Good. Then we're on the same page. Then we're on the same page. We don't let people desecrate the memories of those that fought to give us what we've got today, America. Don't ever forget that. Blood was the price of our freedoms. That might sound a little weird to some of you guys out there, but if that's the case, we're not on the same page. You're way off in left field. It was blood that sets us free through their sacrifice. That's what gives us the rights that we have today. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the bedrock, the Constitution of the United States, the laws, the enumeration of our laws within that Constitution is what they fought to give us. Not to sit there and act like some democratic government, like it's okay to just keep bringing up policies. Mm-hmm. Folks, keep in mind, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. They don't have a right to keep creating more laws and more laws and more laws, which are unconstitutional laws, and throwing them more on the people. See, what's happening is you're becoming entangled in the web of the bureaucracy when you continuously let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you think, well, it'll never come here. I can't wait until I get out of here. You know, I just don't see it happening yet. Open your eyes. It's right in front of your face. When we get to the topics of the veterans, it really hits home.
Yeah. This is
because nobody respects the veterans in this country more than this ministry does. And we let them know that by speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody appreciates the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on that cross. He died for our sins. And that blood set us free. He washed away our sins and bestowed grace and mercy upon us to empower us to do the right thing, not the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He empowers us to do. That's right.
Go ahead. We got Lauren calling from Ohio. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, I love hearing you preach about Jesus Christ and the blood.
Cool.
Bottom line, come out of her, my people. That's what he said to do. Yep. And he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The bottom line is that that Constitution is a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers, these bureaucrats in government, to keep them from violating the rights of free men, the freedom given by God.
Amen.
And that's what the point of the document is. That's what our military is swearing an oath to, and
Amen.
That's what we should expect and compel them to do.
Amen.
Now, how in the world can we expect 3 to 4 generations deep of public school educated people with no exposure to history, no exposure to the Constitution? I went to public school, private school, and college, never exposed to the Constitution, never exposed to the Bible, the Word of God. How in the world can we expect to have any power at all when we have no truth and foundation?
And Lauren, can I answer that question? I would like to, because what we've seen at over 300 schools that we've done is those kids are not stupid. They want to be shown the price for the freedoms that they now have. And the way to do that is to preach it to them. And we need to get them to Arlington Cemetery. We need pockets of people all across the country to rise up, namely the veterans, to bring them kids. I desire, to be quite honest with you, it's one of my desires in this ministry, Lauren, is to get all the hardened kids out of prison, all the hardened kids out of these special schools, and bring them to Arlington Cemetery and show them the price for their freedom. And on the way out, they should be handing them constitutions to show every single one of them what those boys and those girls died for. That's what's going to change this country. I'm not beyond hope. We can still win the day because we are winning the day.
Let me add some other things that can help change the country.
Okay.
The simple understanding that God made the men made a club. The club is the United States of America. And actually, what happened was the states were made first and created the federal government. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. God made the
many,
right. The right to control us, but he gave us free will. The states created the federal government, and they have the rights. The states need to start escrowing the federal tax money. Do not give it to them when you've got the ATF running guns and drugs and nothing happening. Why are the states paying homage to a federal government that's not even obeying the Constitution? It comes down to us being unwilling to serve illegitimate authority. And we have to make them, make this dog come to heel. If the dog won't come to heel, you shoot it. When my dogs were attacking the neighbor's cattle and wouldn't come to my heel, that was the last day those dogs spent on this planet. Okay? This government is there to protect our right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Not to order us around, not to indoctrinate our kids with sodomy and all the manner of what they're doing.
Yep.
But we, as the free men of America, have to understand Article, from the Constitution, Article 4, Section 2. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. You don't have rights from the Constitution. They have limitations as workers for the government. That's what the Constitution's for. And then remember the 14th Amendment. We need to stop doing what these people say. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That also lets you know that there are people who are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, we've got to understand who the boss is. And stop going along with illegitimate authority. Stop giving them
That's
our
right.
money freely. We need to get the states, get our counties to start putting escrow accounts together and not handing them that money if they won't act constitutionally. And I should have said this first. Obey God. We've got to stop coveting what others have around the world. We've got to stop stealing and killing because that's what this all amounts to.
And so,
right
Lauren, you bring up a great
Libya, and it's unconstitutional. You don't hear the Republicans or the Democrats
no, you're right.
calling Obama to heel and putting that man up for treason. And this, I mean,
Lauren, we got 1 minute here, sister. We appreciate your fire. We really do. But we got to respond to your
yep.
questions here. Okay, go ahead, Jake.
Yep, and just to bring your point to a conclusion, you are exactly right. When people slack on their duty to their maker, they're going to slack on their duty to those that govern over them because they want to rest in apathy and think somebody else is going to do it. You are correct. It is the state's authority that puts the federal government in check. And I love your idea about the states escrowing that money because that's what they should be
and
doing.
And it can be done lawfully. I want it to be made clear that it can be done lawfully, folks, and it can be if the Congress would stand up and do their business. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this call. after this break. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call, Lauren. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9999.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to kick this off for Lauren real quick before we take this next phone call here. Lauren, I was just telling Jake during the break, if we can get 100 people like that across this country that are in key positions, it would be over in a day for tyranny. That's right. It really would. Listen to what John Wesley rightly said. He said, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. And he said, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen, they alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. And I just wanted to high-five Lauren for what she said, but I do want to say this, too, to make myself real clear. We can do this lawfully in every sense of the word, and that's my intent all the way through. It all needs to be done lawfully and uprightly in Jesus' name.
And to do it any other way is really...
And I'm not suggesting that Lauren was saying anything outside of that.
There was the bloodless revolution where one king was taken down and another was restored without any bloodshed. That was not... This concept of us doing it without blood is actually a new concept due to our founders and the government systems that have been created since then. Because back in the day, it was just as it was said. You would take off their head and replace it with another. We have the institution to do this lawfully. Now, so many people, and I want to kind of warn of this, so many people think we've got to gain our militia, we've got to get our guns, and we've got to go take back Congress. That, ultimately, is kind of a lazy man's approach to doing it. Because it takes a lot more diligence, it takes a lot more self-accountability to do the process. Get the right people in office. Once they're in office, keeping them accountable to the right laws, the right rules, and the right regulations.
Yeah.
That is the long way, but it's not the quick fix, but it's the right way, and it's the only way, honestly, if we want it to sustain. Because if we create a revolution and usurp and take that government, guess what? That was through a sheer use of force, and an unlawful, as George Washington said, by usurpation, don't do it, because it can be used as a good vehicle.
Cromwell said the same thing. Cool.
That's right, because the next generation then is just going to wait for you to get weak, and they're going to come in with swords and bayonets and do the same thing and say, hey, it's already been done. We can do it again.
We got Everett in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, we dropped you off. Everett, call back in. We'll pick you up right away. Let's kick this off. You know, the question is, Jake, this is our last segment, by the way, folks, but let's kick this off with a real obvious question. Mm-hmm. And I think John F. Kennedy said it best. He said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Why is it that we have people in America saying now, I heard on the radio yesterday, a lady talking about how the government should pay for schools, how the government should pay for that, how the government should pay for that. Wait a second, that's what the veterans already did.
Yeah.
They already paid the price. And then the question is to that individual is, why is it that you're asking what your country can do for you rather than what you can do for your country? I'll tell you why, because it's about you and your selfish little self and your little socialist self that wants to live off capitalism is what the problem is. So you need to take your little hind end, sweetie, and you need to get on a bus and you need to take a long trip and go south and keep going south and keep going south and keep going south and call us when you get it right. And it should probably take about 2 days before you figure it out.
Shouldn't take long.
No, it shouldn't at all.
That brings up an analogy of a young lady who wanted to run for president. She came home one day and she was all starry-eyed and said, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to change this country. I'm going to give jobs to everybody. I'm going to give houses to everybody. I'm going to give health care to everybody. And the dad said, okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what. You can come work at my business. I'll let you clean the floors and things like that, and I'll pay you. And then you can go out to the homeless people that don't have houses, that don't have education, don't have housing, and you can give them the money that you just earned working for me.
Yeah.
And then the little girl said, well, why don't the homeless people and those that don't have those things just come work for you and pay for it themselves? Exactly. It's got to come from somewhere. Healthcare is not a right. This is where it's got twisted and warped. They believe it's a right, and if it's a right, well, then the government owes me this right. Education is not a right.
Yeah.
That's not a right. It's not something that you're born and you
have. The roles are backwards. The roles are backwards in that conversation.
Yep.
Hello.
And if you can, let's just...
The government works for you, America. You don't work for the government, and the government has you in the role of working for them.
Yeah, and even...
And now you have some imposter in the office right now in the administration leading it up saying, we're going to take that money, and we're going to give it away. So he's taking it two steps forward already.
Yeah.
That's not your job to do that, sir.
Yeah, and he's giving money away that we actually don't even have on top of
And that's a part of it. And by the way, folks, Wall Street, if you don't know this by now, you do need to understand this is all contrived within, that this is all being contrived. The revolution is all contrived. It's all. But the problem now is for this administration that is contriving it, the Saul Alinsky student there in the White House there, he's now beginning to be found out that he is Wall Street by his own little minions, and they're starting to figure him out, too.
The wall is falling
on
him.
That's exactly right. So that doesn't really work for him now because people in America, you know what, I don't want to say they're stupid. I do want to say a lot of people are lethargic and they're passive. Yes, indeed. But American people, for the most part, I said American people, folks, the spirit of America, within the spirit of the American people, I do say this, they are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense?
Because they don't act. That's right.
Because they don't act. Yeah, there's no question about it.
And they don't love the sacrifice, which is the beginning of this show. They don't love that blood. You can tell because they don't do.
We got Russell in Colorado. We're waiting for Everett to call back from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Russell.
Howdy.
Howdy, ya.
I'm feeling fine. It's a nice snowy day over here in Colorado.
Okay.
I just wanted to offer a somewhat cryptic comment that even Jesus Christ once resorted to violence, did he not?
Explain.
Well, I heard a story a long time ago in church about some moneylenders in a temple that were turning the house of God into a den of thieves.
That's
they
right.
were charging exorbitant fees with these, like, limited edition coins to make sacrifices.
That's true. That's
from
right.
From what I hear, the Son of
Well, no, you're right, Russell. I mean, if you want to know exactly what you're talking about in the sense of Scripture, he took a scourge of whips, he went inside, he overthrew the money changers and overthrew the tables. He said, you've made it a den of thieves rather than a house of prayer, and you're exactly right. I mean, listen, if there ever was a righteous revolutionary, his name is Jesus Christ. If anybody should have wore a t-shirt that said, I have come to offend, it should have been the Son of God, because that's exactly what he did. Yes, he came to save men from their sins, but the only way that he could save them from their sins is when they repented before him for their sins. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can do that is to offend. Mm-hmm. You can't do it any other way. Right. You're exactly right.
And what he did was in accordance to a higher law.
That's exactly right. A righteous law. Mm-hmm. A perfect law. Completely, in every sense of the word.
And that's your reference of, as to what is right. And if you even look at violence, and thank you for your call, Russell.
Yeah.
If you look at violence and what violence truly is, what it constitutes, we are talking about a bloodless violence. There does not need to be bloodshed in here. They are doing merely what people allow, and that's the extent of it.
Do you remember what Thomas Jefferson said to John Adams when he said that the blood of tyrants and patriots is freedom's natural manure?
Yep.
If it comes to that, It's not, listen, this country never goes on the attack. When we're attacked, we respond. Mm-hmm. But America, you're under attack. I mean, you have to respond. And so in saying that, you got to look back at our forefathers and what they said and how they said it. Because, man, I'm telling you what, they went through every test known to mankind to achieve the liberty that we've got today.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is you're under attack by those that you voted in. So it's not like you're under attack by some foreign enemy here.
No.
These are people that are accountable to you every day.
Though they want you to think that you're under attack by foreign people. Yeah. Remember what the father of our Constitution said? That if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, America, said James Madison, he said it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Isn't it interesting? We've been attacked by Islamic radicals, but for some reason, the Islamic radicals are getting their way in our country.
No, that makes sense.
They
get
to build a mosque, and we get to listen to the president sit there and high-five all these Muslims throughout the country and give them their way, and then the Muslims come in and they begin to attack, sue companies and churches and all that. I thought we were under attack by these people. No, indeed, folks. Listen again. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. What did Abraham Lincoln said? If we falter at this, or if we fail, it'll be because of we failed and faltered. Mm-hmm. It's because of our own fault. Because the way you destroy is through a Trojan horse. Mm-hmm. And what is a Trojan horse? You bring him in and you begin to infiltrate. You got him in the schools. You got him in the colleges. Mm-hmm. You got him in government. They're beginning to infiltrate government, the media, and folks. It's out of hand. It's not an issue of it's gone too far. It's going too far. No, folks, it's gone too far. It really hasn't. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, when you use your government system to get privileges, once you're given a privilege, you're owed a duty. You owe that system a duty. That government system is not a privilege giver, and that's all there is to it. A man that seeks something for nothing, that's sin.
Yeah.
That's plain and simply what it is. God doesn't do that. If you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
And so all of that debases down to us putting power into a system that we think we're going to get, turning into a slot machine. We think we're going to get something. Oh, yeah, you're going to get something, but it's not what you're expecting. You're going to get slavery.
Yeah. History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or to the timid, said General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That's right.
Isn't that great?
Yep. You can't be weak and timid when it comes to your liberties.
Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Yeah. Library of Congress, right on the front. Listen to this one. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty. And America, you've been given the utmost of gifts from God, so let's not waste it. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Look forward to hearing. Look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. And turn us on again at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time Zone. We love you by what we do. God bless you, and we'll talk to you then. Hizzity, hizzity, hey, hey.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.